Hey. Wow. To be honest, I didn't expect you to show up. Usually when someone puts an I'm interested on a Facebook invite, it's a way of saying no thanks. Well, get in. It's getting a bit nipply outside. Wow, you are extremely warm though. What? Are spooky goth girls not allowed to hug? I'm a bit relieved and a bit sad, to be honest. Everyone talks a big game about liking horror movies, but you have a horror movie night in October and everyone makes themselves scarce. Well, if you don't like horror movies, then why did you show up? Oh, well, that's nice of you. But listen, I think I'm just going to cut this as a loss and just curl up with some wine. I don't know. I just plan on ordering pizza or something when people got here, and I mean, yeah, I'd like that. Okay, twist my arm, why don't you? I didn't mean it literally, but I like how you think. Well, surprise me with whatever you're ordering. At least I won't have to drink a whole batch of sangria by myself. Come on, let's get spooky. Do you want to sit next to me instead of over there? Well, in case you get scared. Oh no, I'm going to love every minute of this. Just don't spill anything if you have a jump scare. Oh, this one has plenty of them. You did better on the third movie than the first two. I'm actually a little disappointed. You only flinched three times during that movie. Yes, three times. There was one in the beginning. You slightly squeezed my arm at one point during a scary scene. And then you did a slight jump at an odd moment, like you were expecting a jump scare that didn't happen. Don't lie. So you started to try to comfort me and then realized I was getting excited by the movie. What if I told you my breath was quickening? Not because of the movie, but I was enjoying your twitches and flinches, and I thought you were going to do it again. I mean, I've seen these movies already. I was just excited feeling you jump while I was cuddled into you. Okay, so that third time was because you let me cuddle into you. Even spooky bitches like to cuddle on occasion and come here. My steak wasn't bloody enough. Oh, fuck. Make that noise again. Oh, do you have a biting thing or? Well, I'm a vampire. Don't you know? Can't you see my teeth? Wait, are you drunk? Hi? Okay, look, just in case things get too out of hand, sangria is going to be the escape word. Hey, one of us might suddenly get weirded out, but I don't want to confuse a no, but keep going with a no, stop. See what's on my finger? I left my mark, and it's currently oozing blood. That's why you might need me to stop. Yes, I'm gothic. Why? So I'm a goth thick. I like that. Make me drunk with your words. That are the flavor of mulled wine. Vampire, succubus, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get mine. Keep your hands to yourself. You need permission since you're bad. Showing up with false pretenses. Staying when you thought you could take advantage of a poor, lonely goth girl. Did I tell you that you could speak? No, not ma'am. That makes me feel old. No, m'lady makes me feel like you're a hipster. Ooh, you're obsidian queen. That's a little bit too grandiose for a guy that just wants to nail a goth girl. Say that again. You don't know what you're saying, peasant. Worshipping me from afar? Okay. Sangria. Look, dude. I'm going to wind up fucking you tonight. You don't have to pretend that you want more than just a good time. No, Sangria. While I appreciate you being a gentleman and not mauling me during the movies, right now, let me reward that in my way, okay? Feel free to talk about how sexy you think I am, physically. Quiet. Save the serious feelings for the morning. Yes, or if I send you to the emergency room due to blood loss. Now, describe why you think your obsidian queen is gothic. Yes, I love my thighs. I do 100 squats each morning to keep them nice and big. Your gothic queen has to work for some of this body. You've dreamed of being smothered, huh? I wonder if you'll still feel like that if you think your dick is going to get bitten off. You wouldn't stop me if I went and straddled your face like this. Oh, I never wear underwear in my own home. Do you like what you see still? Do you still want me to smother you? What if I turned around and sat on your face? What if I made sure you continue to do a good job by taking your cock in my teeth and... No. I don't think you have a say in the matter, peasant. I... Do not interrupt me again. As I was saying, I don't think there's anything you can say to make me change my mind otherwise. Is that right, peasant? Interesting. Well, let's see how you do. Do you get the reward of watching me take your cock in my mouth? Looking you in the eyes? Or do you just get to feel the fangs only? No, you can't use your hands yet. They need to remain at your side until you show that you won't talk back. Do you like that? Do you like how I grind my hips down on you and your tongue? Don't stop now. You need to do a good job, as I said. Oh, you are so getting punished for hiding this thing from me all this time. If you don't want to come, you're going to have to make me come first. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, you keep growing. Oh, it's so hot and warm. Oh, I'm going to make you come so hard to show you that you don't really want what you asked for. Oh, that's it. Faster. Oh, yes, use those clips on my clit. Right there. Right there. Of course. Oh, I'm grinding my pussy down on your face. Oh, you may use your hands now. Shit. Oh, good peasant. Oh, pull me down harder to your mouth. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck, you're doing a good job. Oh, I'm sorry. I might kill you, though, because... fuck. If you keep doing that, I'm going to squirt. I'm going to ride your fucking face till I pass out. I'm sorry. I have to kill you. Oh, fuck. It's coming. Oh, I'm coming. Take it all, peasant. Drink all my juices. Take my pussy all over your face. I'm not gonna let go of your head. Fuck, my thighs are locked around your head so tight. Drink me like your life depends on it. Fuck. God, I keep coming on your face. Yes. Squeeze my fucking thighs. You can't pull them apart, can you? I told you I work them out, motherfucker. No, I said I'm gonna fucking kill you. If you keep on making me come, I'm gonna keep drenching your face. Oh, goddamn. Jesus fucking Christ. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Fuck. Fuck. Okay, stop. Stop! I said, stop. I swear I will rip your balls off if you don't. No, it's about fucking obeying me. When I tell you to stop it, it doesn't mean to be a brat and keep going. No, when I use that word, it means that there's a safety issue. Feelings are a safety issue. Now that we've got that clarification out of the way, stand up. Take off your clothes. All of them. I'm taking off mine too. This does not slide in me without my permission. Do you understand, peasant? Now sit down. I'll accept your majesty, yes. Other parts of your body. Oh, your chest. Oh, your tummy. Oh, you jumped worse than the first movie with that bite. Oh. Looks like someone is going to have to do squats too. Look at me while I bite your balls. Oh, didn't think I'd do this, huh? You look so horrified. Oh, let me grab one with one of my fangs. Oh, my fangs drew blood on your neck. I probably don't have to give that much pressure. Oh, that visible gulp of horror was so worth it. Oh. Now this is what you wanted to see, though. Oh, these fangs grazing over your cock. Do you feel that? I hope you aren't a whiner. These fangs make it impossible to have a toothless blowjob. But I'll make it very wet. Do you like how my fangs lightly drag down on your cock? I am so loving this horrified look on your face while blowing you. What was that look for, peasant? Yes. I could easily just bite you off at the base with these fangs. Just like this. Oh, I love this. Now I felt your balls start to twitch. You're not allowed to come until I say so. I'm going to get my pound of flesh out of you. If I bite right here, I can make you bleed to death. How does that sound? I love the fact that I could straight up kill you, and you're like, yes, your majesty. Come for me. Come for your goth, thick queen. Spray it right in my mouth so it can drip from my fangs and oh, you came in my mouth a lot, peasant. Was it everything you ever imagined? Oh, follow me, peasant. You have permission to do whatever you need to get hard again. But you have to tell me as soon as you get hard. Oh yes, that's it. Oh, right there on my neck. Oh, I'm not going to break. You can bite harder than that. Oh, what are you, chicken? Afraid of me bleeding my own? Oh, fuck. Finally. Well, you don't have custom fangs as I do. Mine are made to allow me to bite down a bit. Some people get handsy on goth nights, and you need to make them back off for good. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, squeeze my tits. Oh, they're fucking neglected. Oh, everyone wants a goth, thick girl with large tits, but doesn't know how to handle them. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, that's right. Don't be gentle with them. Be careful doing that. You don't want to twist the bar out. Oh, bite the other one. Harder. Harder. Oh, your tongue is so good on them. Oh, slapping my tits, huh? Harder. Oh, yes, spank them red. Oh, nice. Oh, maybe if you're still a good boy, I'll let you fuck them. Oh,
Oh, goddamn. Oh, holy shit. Oh, tell me you're hard. Oh, good. Oh, fucking wreck me. Oh, I said what I said. Oh, if you try to be gentle with me, this will be a one-night stand. You twisted my arm, and now you're going to make my womb twist with your cock. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck your queen, how she wants to be fucked. Oh, is this as hard as you can fuck? Harder. Faster. Oh, you like that, don't you? Oh, you like my legs gripping around you? Gripping your hips with my thighs? As I fuck back? Give me your cock. Show me that I own your cock now. Oh, that it'll be pleasure only whoever I decide can use it. I said what I said. Yes, just like that. God, split me in half. Do you feel that? It's my pussy eating your fucking cock. It wants your fucking cum. But it wants to come first. Oh, you like this, don't you? Oh, my legs holding on to you for dear life. Oh, you fuck me. Oh, watching my titties bounce as you slam into me. You. Did you just tell me to shut the fuck up? Bad peasant. God. Make me come. I'm not going to come unless you make me come. Show me you're skilled enough to make me come, peasant. Make me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fucking grunt. Fucking groan. Oh, I need more of that. Oh, you feel that pain? I'll keep scratching your back until it bleeds if you don't make me come soon. Make me come. And I'll sink my teeth into you again while you come. Oh, faster. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck, your blood is so warm. I don't know if it's hotter than your cum. Come in me. Do it while I'm still coming. Yes, fuck, I'm still coming. Yes, fuck. It's like it won't stop. So fucking come. Now, peasant. Come for your queen. Oh, breed my mortal womb. Yes. Oh, God, fucking yes. Oh, God. Bloody hell. Sweet Jesus. Oh, God. I said to wreck me, but looking at your neck and shoulder? I fucking wrecked you. Oh, God, I needed that. Mm. Mm.
Come here. I'm cleaning up some of the cuts. Last time I bit someone with those fangs, they screamed like they were getting murdered. They asked me to bite them. They were sexy until the screaming. Then they ran away like I was a maniac or something. But you just, well, grunted in a way that it got me to my core. So I bit a little bit harder. I took the fangs out. Sorry, I can't keep them in the whole time. Okay, you aren't going to die, but I am taping it up so you don't bleed all over my sheets. Well, I'd still rather talk about it over breakfast, not while I'm providing wound care. You know, dating me isn't all sexy biting and ordering you around like you're my vassal. It's not just going to see Slasher Fix and watching me get dressed up for the goth club either. Which, by the way, you'd be required to get gothed up and go with me, so you're going to have to invest in a different wardrobe. Turn your head. I need to tape this. I'm also not going to be non-goth for your parents or friends or anything like that either. I'm always going to be goth. Thick, as you coined it. Not just thick. Look at me. You're going to find out. I'm still dealing with a lot of shit that doesn't make sense. I don't need a hero to solve my problems either. Do you understand? Nope. I just need someone to worship me for a change. I ask for so little. Just fear me, love me, do as I say, and I will be your queen. I know that's not the line because I'll never be your slave, peasant. But you do a good job. You might be a queen's consort. No one can really truly be the king. Can you deal with that for now? Good. Now I'm fucking tired and I need you to be the big spoon. Can your question wait till breakfast? Yes, I said, whoever I decide can use it. I might have a lady friend to share it with, or might request that you impale someone to death on it. But mostly, it's mine. You're not allowed to even use it unless I say so. And you're buying breakfast. That's horribly adorable. Say that every time we're going to bed.